It's the Live Music Showcase from WMNF in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley, and over the last year, we've been replaying some great performances from the last 20 years here on Community Radio. This week, we're going to start off with a performance by Christy Linné. She grew up in the Tampa Bay area and has made a name for herself as a brilliant guitarist and songwriter. Here she is in September of 2016.
The title track from the new album from Christy Lene, it's called Stay. Tell us about that song, because it's kind of special.
Well, that song is actually dedicated to my dear friend Adam, who was a fellow bandmate. This whole album is actually dedicated to him. So,
it's a beautiful song. It knocked me out the first time I heard it, and it's sounding better each time I hear it. And we're going to get you into some more music right away.
All right. Well, this is the title track of my instrumental album, Chasing Infinity. We're going to have a little guitar action.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
Wow. Your guitar playing is amazing. Christy, can you talk a little bit about how your career, it seems like it's really taken off. What's been going on?
It's just been completely life-changing to have an entire team of people working for me when for years I've been doing everything myself. I've been mailing out the CDs to the radio stations and calling and creating the live on airs and booking all of the shows and mailing the posters and sending out the email newsletters and just doing everything, including trying to create the music. And what's enabled me now that I have a team of people working for me is to really have a chance to hone in on my craft more and have people that are back behind me to support making it happen. Where just every single thing that's happened has been extraordinary. Beautiful venues and just things that I could never even dream of trying to create myself.
Let's hear another song. Christy Lene.
Well, Randy, this is one of the three songs on the album that my favorite guitarist, Tim Reynolds, from the Dave Matthews Band played on. So I'll cover as many of the guitar parts as I can on this one. This is Journey of My Own.
You are listening to the Live Music Showcase. Mark Perfetti is mixing the sound, assisted by Yumiko Thomas, our video crew, Bob Hoke, Marcy Connors, Tom Connors, and John Casimiro. Steve Arduengo and Mildred Matos are the producers of the Live Music Showcase. And we want to thank our Circle of Friends members who helped make the station possible, and hope that if you are not a member of the station, you consider joining us by going to WMNF.org, the tip jar. Before we go on, let's introduce the band, because you've got a great band. Tell us a little bit about some of the other people in your ensemble here.
Well, over here on keyboards, we've got Joe Kosis, and he's my longest musical collaborator. We've been we've known each other for quite some time. And, well, actually, Joe Kosis and Joe Grady, the bass player here, we had a band together many years ago called Christy Linnae and the Funk Grass Groove. And then we were Christy Linnae and Arenda, which was the name that I came up with when I was living in Taiwan. And I used to live in Joe's house for a while. And some of my greatest memories is us creating the Set It Free album, where he played piano, organ, banjo, bass, percussion, trombone. I think that's it.
A ton of stuff.
And we were up till 5 a.m., you know, multiple nights with our, you know, our hair wild and, you know, him jumping on the piano.
It was good times.
Me jumping on the drum set. Yeah. And these two angels over here joining me on vocals, this is Elizabeth Olson Bergeron and Crystalline Stokes. And Elizabeth was actually my first hero ever. I was 4 years old and in an entertainment review. An entertainment group called Entertainment Review, and she was the first person that I ever really heard sing that knocked my socks off. And so here we are many years later singing together, and what a blessing. This is the first time we've ever gotten to be on stage together with my original music. So thank you to these ladies for joining me. And back here holding down the funk and groove is Mike Pidner on the drums, and he played drums on some of the album, as well as Mr. Rady on the bass, and Mr. Kosis over here has been on many studio recordings. So we're all having a great time, and I'm Christy Linnae playing various guitars and things like that. So thank you guys for listening. And we're going to do a song now that's from the Live at Hideaway Cafe album, and this is a song for anybody who needs to rebuild hope back in your life and know that every day when you wake up you have the opportunity to create something new. Delight comes. Step outside now.
Okay, is there anybody in the world that plays guitar in as interesting a way as you do? Maybe not. It's just, what do you call that when you got your hands both up on the neck like that? And I don't, maybe Michael Hedges did something like that. I'm not sure, but.
Yes, he sure did.
Where did you learn from him, his style? He I don't think he was around when you were growing up, but.
To be honest, I started tapping the guitar like a piano for the purpose of necessity. When I wrote the orchestrations for the album Set It Free, there was the CD release party had a 15-piece choir and a 10-piece band, and I was going to school at USF for music composition, and then I moved to Philadelphia, and I actually didn't have a band, and I had all of these parts that I had to fill, so I said, how am I going to try to perform all of this music without a 15-piece choir and 10-piece band? So I decided, well, there's six strings on the guitar. Maybe I could create six voices, or maybe even three, versus using both hands to do one thing, to use all of my fingers to do multiple things. So and then I started discovering that there was this whole new age thing going on where everybody was doing the guitar tapping thing. So maybe I just jumped on that train energetically. I don't know.
but I don't think anybody does it as well as you do.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you. Thank you.
With you, it's like an extension of your body.
The guitar is an extension of my body.
It's so amazing.
It doesn't go anywhere without me. They're my children. Speaking of CD release, I just had the opportunity to record this song with a beautiful producer and band. But this song, actually, it's a piece of music that I wrote in Alaska a couple years ago. And when I wrote it, I was thinking about how I had a lot of things energetically going on inside of me. And I realized that there were some things that I needed to let go of. And I think all of us have been there. It's like, okay, some things are filling up my energetic space. So I decided that I wanted to take this visualization and imagine, and I invite everybody listening to do this now, just imagine something that you need to let go of. And then imagine taking that thing and throwing it into a big bonfire. And watch the ashes rise to the sky. Let it go. Send it to the sky. Thank you.
I think our manager tells me he's got this red button that goes on when it goes silent, supposedly saying when the station's off the air. But sometimes we need silence, because silence is beautiful for just a minute or a second or a few seconds.
There's a great bass player, musician, composer out there named Victor Wooten, and he wrote a book called The Music Lesson. It's one of the most inspiring books ever. And in the book, he talks about how important it is for musicians or anybody to experience silence, because that's when the answers come. If you're always constantly filling your mind with noise, there's no room for it to breathe. So silence is important, I agree.
Christy, I think we have time for one more.
All right, fantastic. Well, I'll tell you guys a short little story about this one while I perfect the tuning of my guitar. The song I actually had a dream about many years ago. And in the dream, I was, ironically, from the last song, I was sitting around a bonfire and singing this song with a bunch of friends. And we were all going, oh, 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 oh. And I woke up at 6 a.m. with the sun shining in through the window and was hearing the song in my head and felt this enormous joy in my heart. And then I started to fall back asleep. And right in that moment when I was about to fall back asleep, I jolted up out of bed and said, wait a minute. That song doesn't exist. I've got to write it. This is called Sun Shines Through. It was the first single on the new album.
From September 2016, Christy Lene and her band. To fill out this week's show, we located an earlier performance by Christy with the band she was calling Funk Grass Groove. This show hosted by Nell Abram.
That's Christy Linné and the Funk Grass Groove. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
You know, I'm doing great, and I'm even doing better now because I just feel like I got, like, entirely uplifted in the last couple of minutes.
Good. Well, that's what we're trying to do, is uplift people and bring peace through music, so that's perfect.
There you have it. Is that your mission?
Well, music brings me joy and peace, so I hope to write music that brings other people the same types of feelings and moods that brings about to us, so...
Excellent. Why don't you take a second, come around, and introduce your band members.
All right. We've got Joe Grady over here on the bass.
Hi.
Yeah. Good morning. We have Joe Kosis on the keyboards and organ. Quite a multi-instrumentalist he is. And we have Jose Cochez on the drum. We're also sometimes known as Christy and the Joes. Joe, and Jose.
Give us another song, Christy.
All right. This song was written for a good friend. It's called Crystal Ball.
'cause you won't come falling down, falling down on you.
Music Showcase with our featured artist, Christy Linné. Thank you so much for joining us. Up next, Reverend Billy. But first, NPR News, so stay tuned.
Utilize the subdominant features of our minds.